critical issue and affects virtually every American, whether they realize it or not. You know, bees pollinate about a third of our crops, and from almonds to broccoli to soybeans to strawberries, and you've already pointed out that that valued at almost $20 to $30 billion, but dollars, but you also can't, it's hard to value the food value that we have here and the nature of our agriculture. And for all those reasons and more, all of us got together coming from all ranges of backgrounds last October in the stakeholders conference to synthesize everything we know about bee health and to look for the causes of that we were having in some of the pollinator declines and colony collapse. So the report that we're releasing today is a product of that stakeholder collaboration. It is an in-depth document detailing the many challenges and what our current understanding of the causes behind these declines. And most importantly, and I think this is really key, it's starting to set a course for some solutions, set the path forward. The report summarizes the general consensus that we have that the declines are likely the result of numerous interacting stressors, including poor nutrition, habitat and forage for bees, parasites, pathogens, genetic diversity, exposure to pesticides. All of these issues are coming together here, and they have to be attacked comprehensively. And I think the good news is that the report indicates there is a range of research and policy steps that we can take now to start to address these stressors. And USDA, as you've pointed out, is already taking and planning to implement a number of measures that can help with habitat and nutrition, parasites and pathogens, and management of genetic diversity. But I also like to take a couple of seconds here to outline some of the actions EPA is undertaking to reduce pesticide exposure and risk to pollinators. Our goal here has always been to pursue efforts to take into account both the critical role that bees play in pollinating crops, as well as the important role of pesticides, including insecticides, play in controlling pests for overall agricultural health as well. Working with beekeepers, growers, pesticide applicators, and pesticide and seed companies, as well as state lead agencies and extension services at USDA, we're advancing new equipment and formulation technologies, performance standards or best management practices, and enforceable pesticide use instructions that can help avoid pesticide exposure to bees when they are foraging, and this is key. We are also sharing best practices with beekeepers on the use of pesticides to control mites in their colonies. With our partners, we're finding ways to minimize the release of pesticide-contaminated dust during planting. New planting technologies are being field-tested and this growing season and should become widely available next year. This is good news. In the meantime, implementing the BMPs we already know about will continue to progress. In addition, we're currently working with USDA to establish a web-based venue so that we can share these evolving BMPs with a wide audience. We know that education on these matters is pretty important, and that's true in most cases, and certainly when it comes to honeybee health. That's why EPA is also collaborating with the state agencies and the North American Pollinator Campaign to advance education and training modules in pesticide applicator certification courses. We know that enforcement is important. Later this month, EPA will issue new enforcement guidance to federal, state, and tribal enforcement officials to enhance investigations of bee kill incidents. We are also continuing outreach to stakeholders to ensure all are aware of the many ways they can report bee kill incidents to EPA. This is obviously critical information that we get so we can understand better what's happening. Finally, let me also mention that we are implementing new data requirements and risk assessment approaches for pollinators. These are new advances in our analytical capability, and they're based on public and external scientific peer review processes that were held last fall in 2012. And they reflect a collaborative effort between experts in California, Canada, Europe, and both the U.S., including both regulatory authorities and scientists. These new techniques of analysis will ensure studies that we do and others do will do a more thorough job of assessing the sublethal effects of pesticides on all life stages of honeybees, as well as the effects on colony health in field settings. Let me just finish, because I think we've really summarized this here, to reiterate EPA's commitment to working with this entire range of partners to implement everything we can to effectively address the complex and varied stressors facing pollinators in the country. This report really lays out a roadmap, and we're anxious to work with our partners on it.